Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. It is official. 49,000 UAW employees have walked out of General Motors plants across the country. They're on strike. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert has more.
As GM workers now walk the picket lines, talks are scheduled to resume later this morning. GM says it offered the workers raises, $8,000 ratification payments, new investments, and solutions for the unallocated plants. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus saying workers felt forced to hit the picket line.
We are standing up for fair wages. We are standing up for affordable, quality health care. We are standing up for our share of the profits.
This is the first nationwide strike against GM since 2007.
And more reaction from workers this morning.
In order for the companies to continue to be lucrative, you know, they have to make decent profits. We want to make profits, but at the same time, a lot of these workers work extremely hard in there. I mean, these jobs are tough. These people get hurt every day in here. The strains and sprains are out of this world. These people come home every night physically beat up from these jobs. You know, they deserve decent wages. They deserve good health care because these jobs beat them up.
More now from WWJ's Ron Dewey.
And Roberta, becoming a bit of an event outside Hamtramck Assembly, passing cars, leaning on the horns, local national media setting up for their live shots, their morning shows, as GM workers manned the picket lines outside the chain link since the strike began at midnight. Workers, including Keith Barbie, he hired on with GM about 5 years ago. So this is his first strike with a union, but he's playing it cool, saying he's taking it in stride.
I could worry about how it's going to pan out, but, you know, it may not pan out the way I wanted to, or, you know, like all those different types of things. So I'm just taking it day by day.
Barbie says he wants people to understand this strike is not just about better wages and benefits for the union, but for all workers.
We're getting more information now on a developing story in Macomb County. Here's WWJ's Michael Cohen.
Good morning, Roberta. Sterling Heights police say officers were responding to a call of a group of people arguing in the street on Bonaparte Avenue. That's a mobile home park in the area of Van Dyke and Utica Road. When they arrived there, officers were directed to a specific address where the problem began. That's when a suspect exited the home and pointed a gun at the officers. They then fired shots at the suspect. Police say he was struck multiple times and is now hospitalized in critical condition.
Tragedy on the roads over the weekend. Police say one man is dead, four others hurt in a motorcycle crash in St. Clair County. The victim was 56 years old from Southgate. Police say he lost control of his motorcycle and crashed. His female passenger critically hurt. Other bikers in the group from Westland, Ellen Park, and Gwynn were also rushed to the hospital. What an exciting finish to the Lions game as Detroit beat the Chargers 13-10 yesterday. And WWJ's Jim Matthews has more.
Detroit and the Chargers battled right up until the end.
Jackson is in with a block. Rivers deep and intercepted. Picked off by Slay. He has been abused all day and comes up with an interception in the end zone of Phillip Rivers.
That was the call on CBS as the Lions take that one 13-10, winning their first game of the season after a tie in week one. Head coach Matt Patricia says the lessons were learned from that tie with Arizona.
It's always good. You know, it's good when you make those plays and you can win. And certainly we're trying to learn from last week, you know, and move forward, which is our biggest thing, is just try to show improvement. And, you know, going forward is just going to be consistency.
Next up, the Lions will go to Philly on Sunday.
Do you know any men who absolutely hate going to the doctor? New survey about that. Here's our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
The Cleveland Clinic survey in men 18 years and older finds about 80% would rather go shopping with their significant other than see a doctor, while more than 70% of men would rather do household chores, like cleaning the bathroom or mowing the lawn, than go to the doctor. Dr. Ryan Berglund's with Cleveland Clinic.
Many diseases, if they're caught early, are fairly treatable.
The men's health event on Saturday at Ford Field is one-stop shopping health care. There will be lots of screening tests available for things such as depression, oral cancer, vision, along with blood pressure and blood sugar testing. Everything's free. To learn more, go to WWJNewsRadio.com. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.